Hello, everyone. This is the Blind Access Journal podcast. I'm Allison Hilliker. Today is Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. I am here with Leon Resnick from ABIC. And today we're going to talk a little bit about their new products. We're here at ATIA 2013 in Orlando. And he's going to tell us a little bit about their new iPal scanning products. So tell us a little bit, first of all, what is the iPal line? What do your products do?
Yeah, iPal line is our line of product of readers that we started making about 5 years ago. And the first iPal was a computer connected. It was a device for the students and for the computer users. And it was a 1 pound portable device that folds. It can be carried in a backpack with the computer. And it was a very fast scanner reader. It takes literally seconds, like 2-3 seconds, to take a snapshot of a page, process it, and start reading it. And then the next device was called iPal Solo. And iPal Solo is a standalone device, and it's for people who are not familiar with computers, who want to keep the device that they is very easy to use, and it doesn't have, it has buttons, but it doesn't require you to use any buttons. You just simply take a page, place a page on the device, it will automatically start reading it. And the new products that we are unveiling today are iPal Ace and iPal Roll, and those are portable devices. They have battery, and what differs them, actually there are other devices that scan and read, they are truly portable, and they have everything stationary inside.
Nice. Now, I actually held one at the booth. How much do those weigh?
Oh, they're very light. They're about 3.5 pounds.
Nice. So they're very portable. How did they differ from your first iPal? You said that was 1 pound?
Yeah, the first iPal was about 1 pound, but the first iPal is a computer-connected device.
Oh, and this one, okay.
So you have to carry a computer, you have to have a computer,
right,
to use it. And it's good for the students, but for the older people, it's very difficult to use.
Now, you said one is the iPal Ace. Is that's A-C-E?
Yeah, it's A-C-E.
And then the iPal Roll, which is R-O-L, oh, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now tell us about the difference between those two products.
iPal Roll is a product for the blind.
Mm-hmm.
It of course does scan and read, and it's very ergonomic product. You can easily hold it while you're sitting in your armchair. It's very easily controlled. You have a scroll wheels, like as you had them in your old radio, old style radio, and you scroll a scroll wheel, and that navigates you through the page.
Mm-hmm.
It has some additional features. For example, it has an alarm clock, or it has a feature like a calendar where you can set your appointment and it will wake you up when you have an appointment. And it's very, again, easy to use, and it takes a voice as a note taker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, iPal Ace is a device for low vision. It has a built-in 10-inch screen, and it can do. It can also read aloud, but it also can show the magnified text on the screen,
mm-hmm,
and it will show it in easy-to-read format.
Okay, and you can change the size and such?
Yeah, you can change the size, so it's fully customizable. So those people who need a larger magnification, they'll make a bigger size. You can make smaller size, fit more words on the screen. You can change colors. You can change, of course, voices. In addition to that, iPal Ace has other low vision features. That, for example, it has a large clock. So it's a 10-inch clock that can always stay and be very bright and crisp on your, I don't know, on your table. It has, for example, picture frame. So you can take your pictures, or somebody can give you the pictures. You can load them into iPalace and then view them and magnify them mm-hmm. on iPalace.
All right. That sounds interesting. Now, the iPal role, now, does it has, can you modify the voice speech rate and such?
Oh yeah, it can easily be magnified. You can spin the wheel and make it faster or slower.
Mm. Okay, so are there other features to this in addition to the scanning? You said there was a calendar.
Yes, there is a calendar, and it's on both devices, okay. And you can set it to any date, any time. And again, it's very easy to set, and using scroll wheels to select your dates and times. And you use your voice as a voice note. So, for example, you have an 8 o'clock doctor appointment. You go to 8 o'clock, you press the button, and it will prompt you to speak. You speak, and then at 8 o'clock of that day, it will repeat this, whatever you said.
So it's like a recording
of
your voice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Wow. Well, that sounds really fascinating. And are there other features that besides the scanning and reading and the calendar?
Pretty much the sky is the limit here. So
okay.
we plan a lot of other features in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say, what is very unique there is the camera design.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first scan and read device that's using more than one camera. It actually has two cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very uniquely located. In most scan and read systems, the cameras are located over the center of the page. What we did, that's our actually new patented technology, we located the camera on the side of the page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not looking straight down, it's looking at an angle. And it gives user two advantages. One is the device is flat. You don't have anything sticking out of the device.
Mm-hmm.
And the second advantage is that the light that we have next to the camera is reflecting away from the camera, so you can it's much more tolerable to glossy surfaces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice! So you could do magazines and such and brochures.
Oh yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, taking glossy magazines much better than our previous devices.
So then I take it can also identify columns then too.
Oh yeah, that's always a standard feature. We had it back in when we had the first iPal, and we carry those features all along mm-hmm. our product lines. You can do when you're reading, you have can select whether you're reading columns or you're reading rows.
So now tell us a little bit, since this is an audio podcast, tell us a little bit about what the iPals look like and how one sets them up. And it seems that you set the paper in front of the camera, in front of the device?
Yeah, iPal, this iPal Ace and iPal Roll, they are, their footprint is about 3 inches wide by 11 inches. Wide. It's mm-hmm. about 10, 11 inches wide. And they're about 10, 11 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you place it on the desktop in front of you. You place your reading material in front of it. And there is a button which is called a scan button. It's a like semi-circled button on the top. And you press it, and it takes whatever is in front of the unit. As far as like how it looks and what it looks like, it looks like this rounded whatever 10 by 11 inches square, and on the sides it has some like handles,
mm-hmm.
so you can hold it as well. You are sitting in your armchair. You can hold it with two hands, such that the two thumb wheels that control it are right next to your two thumbs.
Mm. Nice. And I noticed it's got a handle, so you can that it flips up that you can carry it with too. When
Yes.
Now, how does the file structure work? How do you save files and retrieve files that you've scanned? How does that work?
Yes, it has internal storage and it has a USB port.
Mm.
So the user has an option. For example, if you want to save a book, you can save it internally Or you can plug in USB memory stick, then it will automatically be saving to USB memory stick.
Mm-hmm. And so you can transfer it to your computer that way?
Yeah, you can save it to USB memory stick, transfer to your computer, or transfer to your some kind of portable DAISY player.
What file format does it save in?
It saves it in JPEGs, and it converts it to text.
Okay, so like a TXT file?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So now tell me, I have another question that comes to mind. Now, what is the benefit over the iPal role in the iPal Ace over a lot of us use portable device apps? Like I use an iPhone app for scanning an OCR. What's the advantage to the iPals over those methods?
The two main advantages is, one, it's going to be much faster. But I think the main advantage is if you're using the telephone application, it means that you have to use your telephone, and the problem becomes for many people to navigate the page. And this is very difficult for older people to do. So you have to position your phone such that it can see the whole page. At the same time, it shouldn't be high enough so it will not see much more than a page.
Right. So this is pretty easy. With the iPals, you just set the paper in front of it and it gets a full scan.
Yeah, you put it in front of it and it's there. It lays there.
Nice. So what are the price points on the Roll and the Ace?
iPal Roll is $2,200, and iPal Ace is $2,450.
Okay. So nice. Well, that's very, very interesting. Are there any other bits of info you'd like to share with us about your products or your company?
Actually, another interesting thing is people asking us, why did you select 10-inch screen, and why not more, why not less? And we had a good reason for that. First of all, we cannot select any bigger screen than that. If we do, then it has to be wider, the whole device. And why 10-inch is, if you take 8.5 by 11 letter size paper, its width, like when you put it portrait, its width is exactly the size of 10-inch screen.
So, and you didn't go with smaller because you couldn't catch the whole page then?
Yeah, if you go smaller, then it means that the width of our screen is less than the width of the 8.5 by 11 paper.
Right.
But right now, it's exactly the same. So when you see something on the screen, it's identical to printing it in a large font on 8.5 by 11.
That makes sense. What text-to-speech voice does the units use?
We are partnering with Nuance.
Okay.
And we use a Nuance, the latest, called Vocalizer Automotive Voices.
And does the Ace with the screen, does it have a speaking interface, or is it all done on the screen?
No, it's up to the user. You can, if the user wants, he can turn on speech and use it for speech, or it's possible to turn the speech off and just use visual.
So I like that there's two different devices for different user needs, so that's very helpful.
Yeah, and if a user is blind or user knows that she will use it just for the speech, there's no need for them to pay extra money for the monitor.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So, all right, anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, it was my pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking with you. This has been really fascinating. I'm excited about your products, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
Well, thank you very much, Allison. It was my pleasure.